Welcome back to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Protect yourself and those around you from the flu this winter. Book your flu shot today at Chemist Warehouse. Give us a text 0457 736 736. Smithy, it's time to put our you-know-whats on the line. We are here to predict premiers, runners-up.
Wow.
Dally M medal, top try scorer. Biggest improver, biggest slider, and a hot take. Let's start with the premiers for 2024, Smithy. Who have you got?
Well, I'm going to go the Broncos. I'm going to go the Broncos off last year. I think they came very, very close. They came within 15 minutes, in fact. I know you don't like to talk about this, Kempy, but they came that close. They had one hand on the trophy. That's how close it was. It took a massive effort from Penrith to come back in that game and seal the three-peat. But I'm going the Broncos. I think they would have taken a lot out of that not just the game, but the week, you know, what grand final week's all about. And I think they'll be hurting a lot from that from the loss. Who are you thinking, mate?
Mate, now, Rob from Blacktown, I'm not copying his answer, just so you know. I already had the Brisbane Broncos. There's video evidence of me saying that prior to this episode. Look, put it this way. If they get into the grand final, I would be shocked if they lose that grand final. I think that's going to be their hardest thing, is to get into it. Because I think they learn a valuable lesson in little things. Like, for example, Penrith Panthers, having been there four times before that, or that was their fourth time, understood that first 20 minutes, lie in the ruck, you know, test the referee, see what you can push, what you can't push, understand that the grand final is ref different to every other game, similar to Origin. And I think that the Broncos were a bit shell-shocked with that, not understanding that they also could test the limits of the ref and understand the ref was going to allow the game to flow. And we saw that in the second half when they did come back, they realized, oh, hang on a sec, like this is the vibe of the game. So I'm going to go Broncos. But some other schmokies, and I wouldn't even say schmokies, not a schmokie, sorry, apologies. I think Penrith absolutely have the team to be back in the premiership. I think they can go again.
Four in a row.
I really do. I mean,
wow.
So currently,
No critter.
Well, as it stands, they're still the 10th most experienced team in the NRL. So when you think about squad cycles, usually it's like a 3 or 4 year cycle of building a squad into a premiership. They're in their fourth year of this squad, fifth year. And technically you could argue this is their peak. Like they're about to head into their peak. Their front rowers are 28, 29 years old. Theory's only going to get better. So, look, Penrith can be there. What about for yourself?
Other Smokies?
We'll go Smokies. We'll go Smokies.
Smokies.
I've got the Warriors.
The Wars?
The Wars. I reckon they're a real shot. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I've been surprised with. A bit of chat around the game about, was it everyone thinking it's a one-off year and that they're under pressure? I don't think so at all.
Yeah, okay.
I think they go again.
Yeah, I like
really.
That. Well, I'll be honest. I didn't think that is a one-off year in the sense of like they'll drop back to 13th or 14th. But before watching the trials, I thought that they would slide, and I have them in the bracket between 6th and 9th.
Oh, okay.
After watching the trials, I am very scared of that prediction. I think they look great, like really good. I think Roger looks like he has not missed a beat. Unbelievable.
How many first up defenders did he beat in that trial match? I watched one of their games and I was just like, oh, that's scary.
Oh my God. And Smithy, you know better than anyone. In these big games, like you can have a good side, but in big games, you need at least one superstar in your 17.
X factor.
That just can change things for you.
Yep.
And I always go back to that Broncos Warriors game where the game was in the balance. And you just have to ask yourself if RTS was out there. Could have he done something special, you know?
Yep. Well, mate, more times than not. Like, you've seen in his career so far that he's played in the NRL. Like, he's got all of that about him. He's got the great qualities of a consistent player. Like, he's strong carry, good defensive player. But also, too, he can just get the ball when nothing's happening, like an Inglis, Latrell Mitchell, you know, Tedesco, these guys, Reece Walsh, he's got that same ability to do those things.
Absolutely.
So, look, I think they'll go strong again. Look, my runners-up, I've got Melbourne.
Yeah, I agree. I think they look good.
Didn't have, like, from a team point of view where, you know, looking at them and their performances throughout last year, I don't think they were anywhere near their best, but still made a prelim. So, I think if they get all their ducks in a row and their players can stay fit, Pappenhausen plays, let's say, 80% of the season and is particularly fit and playing well at the end of the year through finals, I think they can be back in the big one.
So, you reckon Broncos Storm Grand Final 2006 replay?
How good.
I tell you what.
Different result, though, hopefully.
I tell you what.
Although I've tipped Broncos as premiers, given what happened last year, I think Storm might be back in the big one.
So if people were considering whether Smithy would come back, I reckon a Broncos-Storm rematch, that may just be enough to get the big fella back in the game.
Yeah, right.
Just a one-off.
We'll do the I'll be Harry Grant's sub. I'll play 5 minutes. That's all I'd last,
mate. Okay. Now, we haven't got it here, but Smokey for top four, and I'm talking big outsiders. Okay. For me, personally,
yes.
Gold Coast Titans.
Well, mate, I've got the biggest mover.
Okay.
That's my biggest mover. So, I think same thing. Biggest mover, Titans. I think they're another team that I think massively, massively underachieved last year, given their squad and the talent that they have in their footy side. And if you think back to some of their results, like they lost four games when they were up by, they were leading the match by like 16 or more points and they surrendered those leads. So, you know, if they finished 14th overall, but if let's say those four games that they lost, if they had won, they'd be a part of finals. And I just think, you know, Desi Haslam now coming on board, what he would have done to this footy club over the preseason was, you know, put them through the ringer and made, they will be a mentally tough footy side now. So when they get in those situations where they are, you know, 14, 16 points up, I don't think they will squander those leads this year.
And I think that you saw, look, their second trial wasn't great. But you did see some of that, I mean, more resilience in defence, that Desi has a resilience in defence. And also, I just think with Desi, he's just not going to cop it. Like,
no.
He's just, no. You know, so it's kind of like that playing group, you either get on or you get out, pretty much.
Yes, absolutely, mate.
Which I feel for a few years, it was very much a, like, okay, let's work together, guys. All right, like, we had this lapse here. Let's keep progressing. I just don't think Desi's copping that. I just don't. Biggest slider for you?
Oh, geez.
I'll say mine first so that it doesn't sound like I'm copying.
Okay, no, you go first.
Canberra Raiders. I think they're in for a tough year.
Really?
Look, in key positions, you know, unsure who their nine is. Maybe Danny Levi, Starling comes off the bench, which, you know, it's okay.
Yep.
Rookie six in Strange. Fogarty needs to step up in a big way. And then at the back there, I don't think Chevy Stewart is probably ready yet as a rookie.
Yep.
So you're probably going to have to put a non-specialist fullback back there. Yep. Look, they've got a premiership level forward pack. I think their spine is a bit of a concern this year.
Mate, I think the Sharkies.
No, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think possibly Sharkies.
Trouble in the Shire, you reckon?
Well, there's not a lot of change there. There's not a lot of change, and they haven't, like last year, like they went backwards last year from 2022. And they have not found a way to compete against sides that sit above them on the table. I don't know whether it's a mental thing, physical thing. I don't know what it is, whether they can't compete with those sides mentally. They sure do have the skill. There's no doubt about that and the ability, because you see that when they're playing the sides that are sitting below them. But they've got this issue at the moment, Kempe, when they verse teams that are sitting in the top eight, they cannot find a victory. And it's like they forget how they play their football. They get put under pressure and everything just goes out the window. So I think possibly the Sharkies, they might slide out of the eight.
I think with the Sharkies, it's going to be an answer year. And what I mean by an answer year is basically if they do make the top four and they, you know, push for a prelim final, let's say they get to a prelim, then you have your answer of, once we add Adam Fanua Blake to this side, we should be pushing for a premiership. Now, if they struggle again this year in the big games and they can't beat a top eight side, I think Fitzgibbon has to, and I think he will be, quite honest with himself and say, this roster needs an overhaul.
Yeah.
If we want to, if we're in the premiership business of winning premierships rather than, you know, being okay with finishing top eight, I think that he's going to go, okay, I've been this is the 3.5 year with this roster or 3 years with this roster.
Yep.
It hasn't progressed as I thought it would. Because basically, you know, what Fitzgibbon has come out and said is that, you know, with this current roster, I feel we are progressing nicely and we are heading into that point of kind of knowing where we're at. And so with the Sharkies, that's where I kind of see them. It's like, you're going to know what this roster currently can do this year because they're in their peak kind of year as a roster.
Yeah, right. What about a Dally M medal?
Ooh, okay.
Who's winning
Dally
this?
M. I think
I'll let you go first again.
Yeah, let me go first, please. Let me go first. Dally M medal. You know what? I'm trying to think. I've fogged out here.
It's actually a little bit harder. Yeah. Right? It's harder given this two judges system where you can pick up 6 points. All right, I'll remind you a little bit of the results last year. And from the winner down, right? So Ponga, he obviously took it out. Sean Johnson second. Scott Drinkwater third. And then it was Hines, Grant, DCE, first forward in the list, Adam Fanua Blake. Then it was Dylan Edwards, Nathan Cleary, Payne Haas, Isaiah Yeo.
Okay, I'm going to say two. Reece Walsh.
Ooh.
And we're going Smokey. And I know it's not a good balance because he's got other players that are going to steal points.
Yes.
Dylan Brown.
Wow.
Put
Dylan
it this way.
Brown.
Lock Dylan Brown in. Lock him away. Dally M 5-8 of the year. If he stays injury free, lock it in.
Holy moly.
Yeah, lock her in, son.
That's a big call.
Yeah, well, hey.
Although I love Dylan Brown. He's a great player.
I just
love him.
There's so much to play for him this year, you know?
Yeah.
He's 3 or 4 years into his first grade, you know, journey.
Yes.
On top of that, you know, before last year, he was a top 3-6 in the game. You know, he was basically Munster, himself, you know, Jerome Luai. So he's right up there. Yep. I just think that he's in for a huge year. And also he has all the attributes to break games, but also do all the stuff that kind of can earn you those points. I know he's going to share him with Mitchell Moses and Gutho.
Yep.
But I think he's going to Smokey for the Dallium.
I'm going to go away from where I went last year with my thinking, where I went Josh Hodgson. I'm going to stay away from the nines because you look at the sort of, it's littered with, you're either playing fullback or in the halves, right?
Okay.
So this year, and people, this might raise a few eyebrows though, I'm going Scott Drinkwater.
Oh, you're going my pick for last year.
Drinky.
I like that.
He finished third, although he wasn't eligible because he got his suspension. Mate, I'm going Drinky.
You're on the bandwagon.
I think they're turning things around this year, the Cows.
Okay.
I think they're going to be sort of loitering around that top four, and they're going to be winning a fair few games, and he'll be a huge part of those matches that they win.
Well, he basically perfect position too, because he will get, if they win, he's usually the guy that's going to stand out.
Yeah, well, he's setting up tries, he's scoring tries, he's kicking goals at times, making line breaks. He's heavily involved in their all of their positive attacks. So, I'm going Scotty Drinkwater.
Okay, all right. I mean, that'd be crazy because he didn't even make the New South Wales squad in the start of the year, which was so surprising to me. What were your thoughts on some of those omissions, like Stefano, obviously Drinkwater omission, and the early year squad for the Blues?
Well, you know, I think that they're sort of settled on what they had sort of last year. Mate, they've got some great players.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard. Like when you're putting together those initial squads, those, you know, pre-season squads, with so much talent without seeing some footy, you know, being played, like it's a difficult thing to do, right? Because like the Blues and Queensland, like they've got so many great players to pick from. But there's no doubt about it though. Like someone like a Scott Drinkwater, if he hits the ground running first 6 rounds, Cows get four wins out of the six. His name will be tossed about. Don't worry about that.
Okay. All right. Now we have got top try scorer. I've got Greg Marju.
Ooh.
outside of Ponga.
Greg Marju.
Yeah, Marju.
So you're thinking Knights are going to go well again?
I think that, look.
If he's top try scorer.
You know what? I even think if Knights, you know, land in the middle of the table from like, you know, 7th to 10th, I just think outside Kalyn Ponga is the best real estate in the business. And Dom Young is gone now, so they won't. He won't, I guess, suck up as many tries. I think
Marju. Yes. When's Dom Young set to play? Is he going to be right for their second game? Do we know that?
Round 2 or 3. I don't think it was as serious as they were first concerned about. No surgery, I don't think.
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking because, so he doesn't, so Dom Young being English, so he doesn't miss games through Origin.
Ooh.
So he's going to be available.
Okay.
Just thinking of guys that, but at the same time, I'm thinking, you know, off the back of me talking about Storm and maybe possibly going all the way to the last game, possibly Xavier Coates.
Ooh, I like that.
So I've got a, I don't know, do I have to decide? Can I just put those two in?
Just put those two in, I reckon.
Okay, Dom Young, Xavier Coates.
Funnily enough, I did an interview, like they just sent me the questions, GQ, like magazine or something like that.
Oh, yes.
And I said Xavier Coates there, so.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm just covering my bases so that I can, at the end of the year, claim that I said the right name.
Wait a minute, GQ. What, were you doing like a, was no, it a mod, no, no, modeling so, thing?
No, no, no.
Were you modeling?
No way.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure?
The headline is like, ugly guys are in. Ugly guys are the new hot guys. No. They basically, the NRL like reached out via email and said, hey, can you please do this for GQ? Gotcha. I'm pretty sure it's GQ. I'm being honest. I just copy and pasted what the email said and answered it. And so what I've done is I've done 17 interviews and given different answers for each interview so that at the end of the year I've got evidence of saying that I said this guy would be top try scorer.
Mm, right. There you go.
Okay, one hot take.
Oh, hot take. One hot take. West Tigers to finish in the top 10.
Ooh. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They've made some huge changes there. He's running the show. Yep. I think they're on the up.
Okay. This may not be a hot take, but it's, I guess, I wouldn't say it's left field. Tom Trbojevic to play fullback for the Blues.
Really?
Yeah. I reckon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho.
I reckon he plays fullback for the Blues because Critter was outstanding. They've obviously got Bradman. Best was really good. Then they've got Trilly Mitt.
Yes.
And I just think with wanting, if you want a ball runner that can take the big contact and take 25 hit-ups, but also a really good ball player, I think Tommy might land it there.
Wow.
I think he might. And that's that, coming from a guy that may be okay with having him and Trill in the centers.
Yep. That's big. Big.
So we'll see. We'll see. After the break, we're going to get to your calls and your texts, and there are thousands of them, so don't go anywhere.